writing say a man would just scientifically see this explanation and just accept that?
Well, it seems clear that ignorance is not the only answer,
mm-hmm.
because ignorance is done. We now have the technology to give information to everybody around the world.
Mm-hmm.
We now have this computer thing, and we're linked up, and we have the knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So ignorance isn't going to be the answer anymore, because
yes.
people are now going to know.
No, yeah.
The reason why it's going to continue to be repressed and put down is up to whoever it is that's doing it. They know why they do it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're just so ignorant, or they're stupid, they don't understand.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Mm.
But ignorance will be gone.
Mm.
Why they keep doing it, I think they know, but we don't know.
Yeah.
You can't, because the reason why they don't do it seems to be a lie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when you try to sit down and figure out what to do about lies,
mm-hmm.
it always comes up with confusion, because there's no answer.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. when the truth comes,
yeah.
Each man will have to tell his own.
Mm-hmm. Human greed. Someplace out there, somebody's making a lot of money keeping the status quo.
Yeah, well, Jamaica ain't a problem. You see, for instance, now, Cain. There's so much Cain feeling at Jamaica. And over the years, the slave them a plan Cain, and the slave them a chop the Cain, and the slave them a do this with Cain, and the slave them a do that with Cain, and we see the country a deteriorate. Now, if we see ganja, over the years, ganja has brought a lot of money to the country. And now we have the scientific evidence to show, say, right across the board, ganja can work. Maybe we should have get rid of some of them cane field and plant some ganja instead. Yeah. They look how much cane we have in Jamaica, you can't
get sugar.
I was just proving that sugar is not good for you. Sugar not good for you. Sugar is one of the things them why slavery did perpetuate itself.
True.
You know, see, it's because of sugar. The need, sugar is a drug too, you know. Sugar, I mean, when I said too, but sugar is a drug, you know, in terms of when it reached that level of thing there, addiction. And white people in Europe get addicted to sugar. And the need for sugar was so much to white people in Europe that then it was necessary to get more. And in order to get more, them couldn't use the white people them in England or in France to do it. So they have to go to Africa, we take out people and bring them from plantation as of a plant sugar cane. You know, see? Now we come now out of slavery now into this 20th century as of now. And we see, say, the sugar cane, apart from it, perpetuate slavery amongst people. But it not serving its purpose as it used to serve during the time of slavery, because we move from one era to the next. So me I say no, if we come now, we see the light now of this thing I name ganja now. And a whole lot of people might have listened and said, boy, right now, well, you're the man who talk about ganja. But you see, it's because Jamaican people saw one track, that them feel saying, you talk about ganja, you talk about smoke. But now we pass the stage of smoking now. We are dealing with now industrial, economical foundation. How much, you know anything about cane? The planting of cane.
Well, we know.
Like for an acre of sugar cane. And we know say sugar cane can do where. We know say sugar cane can do where ganja do. Obviously, it can do it.
No, right? It
I mean, it can make bagas board and, you know, them thing there. But obviously, the pressure and the problem where sugar cane got you for bring to the level where it reach. I think sugar cane take what, 6 or how long sugar cane take to come up? For chap. 8 months, 9 months for chap, right?
You can only get one crop a year.
Yeah, you only get one crop a year.
Right.
All right, now. What is the, for instance, acreage? Make we talk about the acreage. The acreage of ganja now. We are talking about 1 acre of ganja.
Right.
You have any facts about what can 1 acre of ganja do? If I have 1 acre of land and I decide to put it in a ganja cultivation, in terms of 1 acre of ganja can give me what? How much petroleum? How much cloth? You understand?
Sure.
How much paper?
Right.
How much paper we can get out of 1 acre of ganja? How much cloth we can get out of 1 acre of ganja?
Dr. Kelly is looking that up. He has those figures.
Oh,
I'm
the figures there.
He has them with him, but he's looking for them.
Yeah, I'm finding it. All right.
Right.
1 acre. Don't let us deal with us 1 acre. Yeah.
Okay. 1 acre. 1 acre of hemp. mm-hmm. can produce 20,000 pounds of green plants,
mm-hmm.
6,000 pounds of green leaves, 2,500 pounds dry leaves, around 1,000 pounds of seed,
mm-hmm.
around 14,000 pounds of green stalk,
mm-hmm.
around 5,300 pounds of dry, unretted stalk,
mm-hmm.
4,400 pounds of dry, retted stalk,
mm-hmm.
and from that, about 900 pounds of dry, retted fiber.
All right, so we get one.